To the party. Late to the party. With Travis Tate. Late to the party. Look, a bikini butt. It's a nice bikini butt. Wait, is that a dude? Yes, it is a dude. Whoa. I think that dude is Jake. He must be working out. This idea was dumb. Late to the party with Travis Tate. Late to the party. Bikini Jake. Late to the party. Hey, everybody. That might get cut out. What's up, bikini butt?
I'm still over here processing Bikini Jake. I live in this body, and the thought of it is paralyzing.
I said you must work out.
I think that was more of a, that wasn't more of a statement like a guess. That was more of a statement of like, no, you must work out. You can't do this anymore. You must work out. Stop being the way you are. You must work out, or we can no longer continue this friendship.
We need to practice those if we're going to keep putting them in, because we keep going over top of each other. I had the whole bikini butt thing in my head.
That makes it better or worse.
I don't know.
So, hey, everybody. Welcome to Late to the Party PI with Travis Tate.
Hey, to who the party.
Seems to be episode
19.
Am I going to have to ask you to leave your own show?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably inevitable.
Oof, I'm a goof. What is going on?
Oh, not too much. I was at the store buying some personal items, and for some reason I started thinking of Magnum PI. You do the math.
Buying some mustache wax?
Yes, that's what it was.
Buying a copy of Quickly
Magnum
Down Under?
Mustache wax.
Or are you buying a pack of Magnums?
I've had a vasectomy, but I don't trust it, so I still use Magnums by Trojan.
Safety first, I guess. We didn't finish some dueling. We were talking last episode a little bit about dueling comics talk. You were going to talk about some DC casting. Did you get around to it?
DC casting. I think I did.
Did you?
I don't think I had DC casting.
What was the dueling thing you're going to get into? Am I going to win this duel?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
Because the duel that I was going to get into is, I saw an article today that Wesley Snipes was out there talking some yin about some Blade projects.
Oh, really? They're not going to have a Passenger 58?
Keep betting on black? What's the tagline to Passenger 58?
I can still do the splits.
I'm andying up again, and do I really need to tell you which one to bet on?
The tagline is, the IRS still isn't happy.
Oof-a-ma-goof.
That's the tagline.
Now, Wesley, we're on a first name basis. Wesley.
I call him WP.
I wish it
Wesley
were
called Wesley Snipes. Blade is back.
That's a 5-yard penalty.
That's a 10-yard penalty. Read the rules.
My friend Wesley, unfortunately, I mean, I guess fortunately, unfortunately, I saw this big splash like, oh, Wesley Snipes talking about multiple Blade projects. I'm like, sign me up. And then I just saw it was Wesley Snipes was out there talking about having some stuff in development, which sounds like, kind of unsurprisingly, Wesley Snipes would be happy to play Blade again. That's great.
Is he still in shape to play Blade? I haven't seen him. I mean, it's what, 15 years later?
It's 20 years later.
Is it 20 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he was, original Blade, he's got to be late 50s now, right?
Hey, man. You see Liam Neeson action movie stopping?
I mean, he's supposed to be immortal. That's the thing. If it was Blade aged, I mean, he is human, the half human, though. Yeah. So maybe he does age.
Yeah.
It's crotchety old Blade. They found him in a cave. Get off my cave.
I'm a little less concerned these days with, you know, does the person look exactly correct? Wesley Snipes as Blade is a treasure. So even if he looks over the hill,
you know, if he's in moderately good shape and can pull the stuff. I mean, I guess even that doesn't matter. If you saw Blade 2, they can make goofy noodle person special effects fights.
I think I didn't see Blade 3.
Blade 3, I think Blade Trinity.
Yeah.
Call it by its proper name.
Yeah, I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Blade Trinity, from what I understand.
Trinity is onions, bell peppers, and celery.
It's also...
That's the Trinity.
Is that a Buffy or an Angel character? Was Trinity... Was there a Trinity?
I think there was a bad person, maybe, named Trinity. I don't remember.
Shouldn't have gone that far.
You're talking about Blade.
No, Blade Trinity.
Blade 2.
Blade Trinity is so bad that I had forgotten I was even talking about
it. I believe Triple H, the wrestler, is in Blade Trinity. Is he not?
I don't know.
I think he is.
I don't remember well. I've heard the...
Ryan Reynolds is in that one as well, yeah. Right?
That's the...
Is that Blade and his wacky gang of youngsters? Is that what it is?
I could be. Oh. Again, I'm not even certain I actually saw it. I think I saw it, but if I did, I only saw it once around when it came out. But the story surrounding it is, at that point, Wesley Snipes was pretty difficult to work with. There are stories that he wanted to be referred to as Blade on the set.
Oh, he was really in character. Daniel Day-Lewis-ing it.
There were...
I'm Blade all the time. Keep the sun down.
I'm Daniel Blade Lewis.
We only film at night. I don't know why...
Wait, are you over there trying to ice skate uphill? Knock it off.
I don't know why my Wesley Snipes sounds like whatever it was.
Yeah. Just generally.
Just like this. This is just how my Wesley Snipes sounds.
You're a little too grunty. Wesley Snipes was very smooth.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. It was a terrible impression I was doing. This it sounded nothing like Wesley Snipes in anything. It's
on the set, Wesley Snipes, Blade Trinity, Wesley Snipes.
Demolition Man, Wesley Snipes?
Oh, no, that's...
That's where Dennis Rodman Simon got his says. Blonde hair from.
Yeah.
He denies it, but it was totally ripping off Wesley Snipes.
No, the stories were... But also the stories were like...
White Man Can't Jump, Wesley Snipes?
A lot of the stuff... You're cougaring me right now. No.
Go on, Mr. Bond.
A lot of the stuff supposedly Ryan Reynolds was doing in the movie was Wesley Snipes wouldn't come out of the trailer, so he was kind of doing the Blade story stuff because Wesley Snipes wouldn't come out and do it. So hopefully, if he's going to come back and do it, I think
we kind of
try to pretend that the job he did on Trinity doesn't happen, and he comes back and does at the very least a Blade 2.
Job. If he decides to speak in the third person as Blade, even though he's not really Blade, what is that? Is that the fourth person? If he's like, Blade doesn't want to come out of his trailer, but he's not really Blade, he's Wesley Snipes. So is that like the fourth person?
Blade Gunner.
I don't know. Does that rip a hole in the space-time continuum? I don't know. I can't wait to find out.
Sounds like a Marvel plot. So he talked about stuff being in production. You know, I think there's been a little bit of talk of that the Blade stuff would fit really well into the Netflix stuff.
Oh yeah.
So, but to do that, I'm sure they'd recast it. It would be, it would make me kind of sad, because you know
they could do Old Man Blade. Old Man Logan.
I could get in a headspace where I could say my favorite superhero movie is Blade. I really like the original Blade. But
I liked it and all. Chris Christopherson, right?
Yes, he is definitely.
Who's the bad guy? Steven Dorff? Is that who the villain?
I'm pretty sure it's Steven Dorff.
Wow. Yeah. Steven Dorff.
Western Family, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, advertising his vape pens.
Which I shouldn't say that. He's perfectly good in that movie.
I mean, he's perfectly bad. He's the bad guy.
Yeah. No, I really like that first movie. And that is the large part of me. My love for that movie is Wesley Snipes is really good in it.
Oh yeah,
really good.
What has he been in the last 20 years, though?
I wouldn't.
That's a concern. Not saying he can't do it.
He was in one of the Expendables movies.
Okay.
So, other than that, I haven't been following him close enough because none of those movies have been another Blade movie.
Can I tell you, I haven't seen a single one of the Expendables movies.
Not one. They're not good. They're
James Gunn liked them a lot.
They're very.
That's what his tweets were about.
They're very try hard. They feel like guys that age trying to write stuff that will make them sound tough.
I mean, they eventually brought in everybody. They had Stone Cold Steve Austin, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a...
Mel Gibson was in one.
Yeah, he was. Wasn't Ronda Rousey in one?
Probably.
I think. I mean, they had... Anybody that's ever done any action at all was welcome.
I saw the first two. I think I passed on the third. It had a sort of a Transformers effect on me where, like, the first one was not great, and the second one I thought maybe I'll give another chance, and then after that I won't be burned again.
But Fast and the Furious is kind of a little bit like the Expendables.
Fast and Furious is so fun to watch for the younger generation. In a way that Fast and Furious is fun to watch in a way that the Expendables is. Also, I might be kind of sacrilege. I feel like no one in the Expendables movies is charming in a way that just about everybody in Fast and Furious is extremely charming.
Yeah, I mean, they're criminals, essentially, but you end up rooting for them, so...
I mean, no one in Expendables, in their current condition, is going to stand up to The Rock in his current condition.
No, not even close.
I've told you about, I think, that...
But Jason Statham in Expendables versus Jason Statham in Fast and the Furious. I want to see that fight.
Hey, mate. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm owning the baby here.
Kick, kick, punch, punch.
Fight, fight. Hey, baby, even how you fight. Doing? Fight, 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 fight. Would you like a rattle? Fight, 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 fight. Oh, here's some Gerbers coming at you. Uh-oh, got to snap a neck.
The one where he's actually a bad guy, he's like a really bad dude. So to see him saving the baby in 8 was weird.
That's the same movie. He's bad in that movie. And then
no, the one before that where he's avenging his brother was 7, I think.
That's not the same movie?
No, it's two different movies. Maybe it is the same movie. No, it's two different movies.
Are we sure?
The first one that he's in, he's a bad dude. Remember he blows up The Rock's office?
Are we sure that's not the same movie?
No, it's two different movies, I swear. It's two different movies.
Yeah, I guess you must be right because Charlize is the bad one in the last movie.
And now they're going to do a spinoff with Rock Talk and Jason Statham are not going to be in 9. They're going to have their own movie. So everybody else is mad that they're not going to be in it. But hey, that's more screen time for you, Tyrese.
Not going to lie, I feel like the Fast and Furious movies from 5 on are feel like a long episode of something to me, which isn't bad. I like those movies.
I do too. I enjoy them a lot.
I think Vin Diesel's a silly cartoon in them, but I still like them.
Jake, my insane way of having a conversation just led me to the recasting of Blade. Tyrese as Blade.
I wouldn't be too mad.
He'd be a good Blade, dude.
Does Tyrese pull off tough? Tyrese in Fast and Furious only pulls off.
He's kind of
like goof.
He's become goofy, but originally he was kind of tough. Yeah, but he's playing goofy just because those movies need goofy.
I think it'd be hard for me to envision because I think of mostly those late game Fast and Furious movies where he's the guy who fronts and then ends up being scared of heights or something. You know?
Right. No, I think he would be a good Blade. We just did it, everybody.
We solved for Blade.
We recast Blade.
Stop it.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a spray bottle so I can spray you like a bad puppy.
I spent 11 hours working today, and that was going through my head all day long.
That's rough. No, the one for me, dear wife Cindy got really hooked on the St. Elmo's Fire song.
Oh, yeah?
And I would get so furious because I don't hate that song. I don't hate that song, but just a little bit of it would get its mitts in me, would get its hooks in me, rather, in a way that it felt like I was being followed around by like a John Hughes character with a boombox, just like not trying to gain my love, but just like you have to keep... Your life is St. Elmo's Fire now.
So you remember the 80s song, St. Elmo's Fire? I don't remember who sang it. But there was
There's another one?
Yeah. There was an actual 80s song. Not the theme from the movie St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, there's another song?
But there was a... St. Elmo's Fire is burning in me.
Yeah, that's
is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. That guy did another version about 5 or 6 years ago when Tim Tebow was huge called Tim Tebow's Fire.
That is unfortunate.
You need to look that up.
Look that up
on YouTube.
I don't.
It's a real thing.
I don't want that.
Tim Tebow's fire is burning in me. Sounds like a venereal disease, but
that's some like Sad Al Yankovic kind of territory.
It's great in a bad way. Yeah, it's it's the original artist that did it. He just really liked Tim Tebow.
I get stuff caught in my head. Like
like the openings and closing anime themes get stuck in my head a lot, but nothing annoyed me nearly as much as that Saint Almost Fire thing. And again, I don't hate that song. It would get stuck in my head in a way that drove me insane. And Cindy is someone who, she just likes humming tunes to herself, and she would start humming that, and I'm like, honey, we're going to have a big fight if you hum Saint Almost Fire again, because I love you dearly, and I know you're just doing this for funsies. I'm going to admit, this is a flaw in me. This makes me a bad husband, but I am telling you, if you hum three bars of Saint Almost Fire, it's going to get stuck in my head for the rest of the day, and I'm going to be so mad because I can't think of anything but this kind of... Because it is also a very goofy song in conjunction with a movie that doesn't really mesh.
Right.
So...
No, you just parody it. Turn it into Tim Tebow's Fire.
So probably...
I get that Halsey song, the I Got Issues. Have you ever heard that one? I got issues, and one of them is how bad I need you. I change it. I got issues, and one of them is how bad I need food.
I'm pretty immune to new music.
That's how you gain power over the song.
Is Halsey new music?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least I recognize
that. Yeah, she's like, I don't know, between 15 and 30, somewhere in that age range. I don't know. My kids listen to it.
Gabe doesn't get into a lot of popular music. I just fight him over. He likes like people rapping about video games on YouTube.
Nice.
No, that's not nice. It's not nice.
No?
It's not good.
It's not good?
It's not good. Okay. So
I like old school rap. I don't like the new stuff.
Yeah, as far as I know, I like whatever rap I like. It's unpredictable.
Give me Run DMC or the Beastie Boys or
that kind of stuff. You should try. Have you ever tried Run the Jewels?
No. It sounds like a phone app.
if you like that stuff, I wouldn't be. I mean,
I think I've heard of the band. I've just never heard their music.
I like Run the Jewels a lot.
Yeah.
So you. You know, if you're out and about hanging out,
I heard some.
Try some RTJ.
What's the lady with the big butt?
You know, it feels like that could be a few artists.
Bert Kreischer was playing some on his podcast.
Again,
and it was actually not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the ones where they're just like going, and they're like groaning a lot in it.
Rap doesn't do. There's a.
If you're actually like pronunciating and talking about something, I'll listen.
Yeah, I don't.
But if you're just repeating, stub my toe. I don't know what do people rap about.
This is
about
an uneducated
now? I don't know.
Thing. I would say I like things with more of a hip hop sound. I don't know if that's.
I agree.
I don't know if that is a correct thing to say, but it's in my head. It's the way I perceive it.
I think that's why like Jay-Z has a very hip hop sound, like the groove. This is the whitest thing I've ever said in my life. But you hear it and you're like, okay, that clicks in my head.
Travis, you've been singing the Magnum PI theme over and over again. That's the white bar to clear, and it's a really high one. So I wouldn't worry too much.
Okay, you watched Bert Kreischer's Secret Time. I'm going to do a little Secret Time here. When I was a kid, I loved Magnum PI so much that I would take my Star Wars guys and pretend that they were Magnum PI characters. Lando was TC. I think Luke was Rick. And Han was Magnum. I didn't draw a mustache on him. I didn't want to ruin my toy. It was just Magnum like messed up when he was trimming his mustache and he had to shave it for that day. And then Leia was whatever the girl that helps him out. I can't remember. But yeah, I would have adventures. They were Magnum PI.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a Magnum PI fan.
I guess I'll do just a quick Secret Time.
The Batmobile was the Lamborghini, by the way.
I was always into weird stuff, I guess. I don't know. This was definitely weird stuff, at least. There was a Martin Short character on Saturday Night Live called Stuart. I think it was... No, it wasn't Stuart Smalley. Boy, now I can't remember what it was. It wasn't Stuart Smalley, because that was more of a 90s thing.
Is it the one that had the unicorn?
Yeah.
Oh, what was his name?
I can't remember it now.
I know what it is.
He had a very brief animated program.
I watched it. Yeah.
In grade school, I thought it was awesome.
Ed Grimley,
you're correct. I got my mom to make me an Ed Grimley costume for Halloween. And she had to write on the back catchphrases. Because even my mom tried to talk me out of it because she's like, she was like, Jake, no one is going to know who you are. No one. I don't know who you are. I was like, no, Mom, this is awesome. I really want you to do it. And I walked around and I did the face thing. I guess it was a little Secret Time of Jake Halloween when he was a kid. I
I mean, I still love Halloween. When I was a kid, I kayfabed Halloween.
You were sold.
In that case, I would
100%.
That one was not successful. No one knew I was Ed Grimley. I still kayfabed it. I still did the face. I talked like however he was talking.
He would put his legs together and kind of bend forward.
I'd put his arms up in the air.
Tippy toey thing. I kayfabed it. The other one of those was when I was in grade school. I got one of those really awesome 80s C-3PO costumes where it's like the plastic front that just ties around like a smock. And then those really uncomfortable plastic masks.
I remember those.
But again, I kayfabed it with the stiff arms and the waddle. And people would say something about 3PO. And like, oh, well, hello there, protocol and such, you know. And
how old were you?
Oh,
four, five, six. Maybe? Oh, okay. I was Yoda.
Yeah.
I was maybe five or six, but I've got pictures where I was Yoda with a costume like that.
The other one, and nothing will ever beat this.
Trick or treat.
nothing will ever beat this one. This one I wasn't able to kayfabe so much is because I was so bowled over by the reaction. Loved He-Man.
Oh, me too.
You know who got a short end of the stick merchandise wise in He-Man for some reason?
I hope you're going to say Ram Man.
No, I was not Ram Man. In grade school, I was Fisto.
Fisto?
I was not Fisto.
Ram Man and Fisto.
The unfortunately named Fisto.
If there was a show called Ram Man and Fisto, it wouldn't be able to be on network TV at this point.
No, I loved Orko.
Ah, okay.
And I think they eventually had an Orko toy, but I think that was a little bit later game. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even a good toy. It was like...
It had one of those little pull things in it.
You pull the thing and it kind of spins around.
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, it wasn't a good toy.
I wanted a small Orko, not an Orko the same size as He-Man.
I loved Orko, but there were no Orko costumes.
Nope, there weren't.
My mom made me...
Wow.
This awesome Orko, like the Orko cloak, the scarf...
Were you in blackface?
Sewed the black O on it. Unfortunately, I was in blackface with yellow eyes. And
it doesn't count because he's not human. So it's okay.
And then we didn't do anything with my lips either. So
okay.
What am I saying? It wasn't blackface. It looked like it, yes, but it wasn't.
It was Orko face.
Doy, it was Orko face. I went to school and it was like Johnny Carson. It's whoever a celebrity would be to the kids, not Johnny Carson. I went in every time a door opened and I would walk in, I would just hear this great wave of Orko. It was one of the best days of my life because, man, it just, like, I wanted this thing. It was pulled off flawlessly.
Nice.
And it got just an amazing reaction. I killed.
No, I get it. Like, when I walk through Fan X and you see, like, a great costume, you're like, oh, that kills.
Yeah.
Like, there was somebody dressed up as Groot.
Yeah.
And they had little lights, so it looked like there was little sparkles floating around.
That's cool.
And they were like 8 feet tall. It was awesome.
Did you see the video going around of the guy in the big Thanos costume and his little girl dressed as the little girl?
No.
Yeah, it's like a big, like, complex.
So
like,
it was little Gamora?
Like a mech suit and a little girl dressed as the little girl Gamora. It's pretty sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Also in Dug Up, I'm sure my mom has a picture of the Orko somewhere. I'd like to see it someday, but that's got to be buried real deep. So don't worry about it, Mom. Don't worry about it. But in Mom Dug Up news stuff, she found an old high school newspaper comedy article.
Ooh.
That I wrote about having lunch with reanimated John F. Kennedy. And I looked at a little of it, and I'm like, I don't think I want to read the rest of this. I think I made there's something in there about like he looked really great except the slight divot above his eyebrow, and I'm like, I don't think I want to read the rest of what I wrote.
I'm tempted,
but see, if you're out there, Mom, thanks. That was a really fun thing to see, but I'm scared of reading it for the sheer embarrassment. Also, an article my good friend Corey had written too about finding a prom date, I think.
I guess the reanimated corpse of JFK had a date already. Wasn't available for the prom.
He was hanging out with me. So that was my very long secret time. About Halloween's long since passed.
You brought up Martin Short. It kind of triggered my memory. Have you seen the Martin Short and Steve Martin? I don't know. It's a two-man show special on Netflix.
No, I have not.
It's actually great. I laughed the whole way through it. Yeah. Yeah. I love both those guys. It's definitely worth watching.
You ever run into conflict of the whole, like, what Steve Martin's real life persona, I guess, is these.
That he's kind of snotty?
Yeah.
I mean, there's worse things he could be than unlikable.
Just wonder if that bummed up against it any sometimes.
No, I think if I can kind of see where he's coming from, actually, because he was, I mean, who's the biggest celebrity now?
Who's the biggest celebrity?
Let's just talk. Okay. He was The Rock. He was Kevin Hart. He was Amy Schumer. He was all those things that are huge now, but in the 70s where there was nothing else, you know? Yeah. I mean, he was huge. He got to the point, if you like read his book, he got to the point where the reason he stopped is because people were reciting his bits along with him, and it just stopped being fun. It was more like going to watch, say, Rocky Horror Picture Show nowadays. You know, when everybody's reciting it and singing the songs, that's what his concerts became like. But it was an arena full of people.
Toast at him.
Yeah, it was just so.
I guess I get that. It's just I try to be in the camp of like don't be a dick. It's the same thing like when I hear that Alec Guinness was pretty stoogey about being Obi-Wan because he didn't like being recognized for that over other stuff that he did.
Which
done.
Is stupid.
But he had done some pretty very amazing, very like classically trained. I did this amazing work.
Right.
Please stop getting at me about the role that it blew up incredibly, but that it was a role he took when he was kind of on harder times.
If you're remembered for anything besides being nefarious,
yeah,
go with it. Go with it. Like, I remember when Alec Guinness died, I remember thinking, I didn't even know he was still alive because he was so like anti-Star Wars. If he'd have been going to Star Wars conventions and things like that.
Hey, also, it's not like Harrison Ford is generally pretty decent about that people like that he was Han Solo.
It seems like he, in recent years, he's been a little better about it.
Yeah, he kind of has.
When he actually came back as Han Solo.
Sometimes, going back and watching Jedi, knowing now that he really didn't want to do it, some of his performance kind of, you can, at least when I've watched it now, I don't know, when I've watched it now, it feels like, I think you probably could have done better. You can kind of tell you don't want to be there.
Yeah, I think he was kind of like,
which is a bummer because when Harrison Ford wants to be there, curmudgeonly as he is, you know, he is a very charming individual.
Well, at that point, he had the Indiana Jones movies going. He had a lot of things right around the corner. He was like the senior in high school that's only got a couple months left until bigger, better things. So he was just, I mean, that's kind of hard. That's human nature to, it takes a mature person. Of course, he was in his mid-30s at the time, you'd think.
And, I think it's also like he was a little tepid on doing Empire. Like, there's always this, the story circulating that he really wanted to be killed off in Empire, supposedly.
Right. But, I mean, there's worse things in the world than being known as Han Solo.
Yeah.
The dude that just played Han Solo wishes he could be known as Han Solo.
Still haven't seen Solo.
I loved it. I can't wait till I can buy it on Blu-ray and watch it again.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing it somewhere down the road.
Let's see. What were we talking about?
We had gotten into some secret time.
Oh, yeah. We did do secret time.
Places.
Let's just bust out a couple things real quick, okay?
Okey-dokey.
Like casting type things.
Okay.
So there's going to be a Charlie's Angels reboot. It's going to be grounded in reality with Kristen Stewart.
I mean,
pass.
I don't know. I mean, see, that's the thing is, it could be perfectly good, but then at that point, it's okay. Slight pass away. The Lethal Weapon TV show.
Never watched a single episode.
Never watched a single episode because what is it going to be?
Yeah, I don't know. Just
at what
copy the formula, but call it something else.
That's kind of what that's kind of what it is, I guess.
But they don't believe in the idea.
I'm not that married to the idea of Charlie's Angels anyway, so I guess sure, go for it. Like,
I thought the reboot in the '90s was fun. With
they were fun.
Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu.
Oh, but what about Crispin Glover?
Crispin Glover was actually pretty great.
I like Crispin Glover a lot.
If you go back and watch it now, and he's like hitting women.
Well,
he's fighting the angels,
but he's also the bad guy,
right? But he was really good
cutting
as the
off
bad
their
guy.
Hair and sniffing it.
Yeah, that was that
shows
was
up
weird
to the
stuff.
Race and he's still got the lock of hair. Yeah, I in general, I like Crispin Glover a lot.
Oh, so do I. We've also got an Alf reboot in the works.
I'm surprised it's taken this long for them to get around to their ironic Alf reboot.
I loved Alf when I was a kid.
Oh, Alf was perfect for our age group.
Oh yeah.
Being kind of nerdy, of course I'm going to like Alf.
I mean, I'm glad that he like had a second career being on Hollywood Squares, but the original Alf. Right, oh, he had a cartoon too, remember?
Yeah.
Gordon Shumway from the planet Melmac. Yeah. So
sorry, after obligatory, Alf, don't eat the cat.
Wooly. Okay, Wooly.
Wooly.
So I would quote Alf at school, and I would like tell a joke.
Did Alf have a catchphrase?
Yeah, he'd say, "Ha! I kill me."
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And I said that in class, and my teacher sent me to the office, and I had to talk to the school counselor. Because they thought I was suicidal.
It's a
because
bit
I was saying, I kill me.
That's how they got to do.
I've tried to turn that into a bit, and it just doesn't work. I just remember the school counselor didn't know what Alf was. And they thought I was crazy because
seemingly no problems when you did show and tell talking about how you've enjoyed eating live cats.
Basically, I mean, I might as well have said that. Office. But yeah, I was. Where did you hear that? Where did you learn that? I was like, well, I learned it from Alf. Who's Alf? Well, actually, his name is Gordon Shumway. Comes from the planet Melmac. They're like, okay, I'm gonna need another notepad for this one. Yeah. This is even crazier than I thought. Parents that don't know what Alf was, crazy.
So I guess new Charlie's Angels. We'll see. I don't know. I can't imagine it'll really play on much nostalgia. It would have to be its own thing. So it could be perfectly good.
It could be. We'll see. It might be.
We'll see.
Who knows?
If we can go back a little bit to Lethal Weapon talk.
All right.
There was an interesting conversation I had with our buddy Craig today.
All right. The infamous Craig.
And this is something that happened in one of the Lethal Weapons at least. He was talking about it with regard to Longmire.
Okay.
He was saying that in Longmire, toward the end, Longmire gets with a lady, and it's one of those fun tropes of, could you see in real life there ever being a get-together of two people who are like, you know, there's some tension between, and the way that the path they take to taking it down to Pound Town is, check out my scars. Ooh, I got scars too. Ooh, I got a big one across my abdomen. Ooh, well, you got some abs around that scar flesh. Look at this one I got on my leg. A gator done got me. Oh, those are some nice legs. We accidentally got naked. Let's go for it. And then just that wild, like, the guy's got the shirt up, but they're kissing while the shirt's over his head.
Through the shirt.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
How did that become
a
thing? Because I've seen that in a few movies where it's, I'm talking scars with you.
I guess it's just a writer saying, how do we get them in bed? We need to come up with something original. And I guess if they're both kind of tough characters, well, they're going to have scars, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jake, what do you think of my scar?
Ooh. Wow.
That's about what?
That's nice.
Take a close look. I mean, that's about what? 13 inches?
You know, I've got one here on my thumb. I cut myself whittling when I was a kid.
You want to know how I did this?
How did you?
My boyfriend was a bear.
Oh. Okay. Was he a good bear? Which kind? Kodiak?
He was a leg man.
Koala?
Kiwanis. Koala. No,
bear?
It was a polar bear, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, happens the best. I don't know. I got into that with him and didn't think, like, yeah, I have seen that in a lot of movies.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
Chicks dig scars.
Hey,
you know who says that? People with scars.
Yeah, female listeners, if you're out there, get at me and tell me, do you like scars?
Yeah, I want to know. Seriously, like if you do, I'll show you a picture of my scar.
Yeah.
It's on the back of my left calf. I seriously like...
Those are very nice calves.
Yeah, that's because I'm carrying around 300 pounds every day.
Yeah.
It's like every day's a leg day when you weigh 300 pounds, guys.
Travis?
Yes.
I listened to something.
What'd you listen to?
On the way up to Bear Lake, the family and I listened to picking on the 80s.
Picking on the 80s. I like
you
it.
You had encouraged me to check out some of the Pickin' series.
And how did that go over?
Travis, I'm sorry to say the family vetoed Pickin' on the 80s.
What?
About 8 or 9 songs in.
Oh, no.
In our life, a little bluegrass goes a long way.
Yeah, you need to put it in shuffle, probably.
We had to mow the bluegrass.
You mix it in. It's kind of like kale. If it's a little bit of kale here and there, you don't notice it. You're like, oh, this is good. I like what this is. But if it's a whole plate of kale, you're like, nah, that's
too
much.
I'll bet if you took all those Pickin' on series, you could make one good album. Because I think the thing we ran into is most of them be like, well, I think I'd just rather listen to the regular.
The original song.
Yeah. Some of them were pretty good, but...
We played a little of Africa on here. Did you get to that one?
I don't remember. I think that was the first one on the album, so I'm pretty sure yes, we did. I think that was one of the ones that was like, yeah, this is pretty good.
That's a touchstone song.
Might also have been. I think the vocalists on them weren't doing anything for me.
Yeah, the vocalists aren't as good as the originals. The
vocalists weren't doing anything, and then the bluegrass can run together a little bit. It's like just plinkle, 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 plinkle.
Yeah, it can sound a little similar. I get it.
Pickin' on series. Pick up the pace, guys.
Quit picking on the picking on.
But I did check that out.
Good.
Check things
out. That's good. I'm glad you at least kind of liked it.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at it. It wore out its welcome a little bit on us.
It'll do that.
And that was a family veto. That is not entirely my fault. I'm not taking full responsibility for that.
You want to hear some more casting?
I would like nothing more.
We were going into Star Wars a little bit. Episode 9.
Yeah, I saw a few things came out this week.
Matt Smith from Doctor Who. He's one of my favorite doctors.
Really?
Yeah.
I fell off of Doctor Who during his run, and I wasn't mad at him. He's fine, but coming off of David Tennant, David Tennant was kind of the great. He's gonna go down as one of the best ones.
Right.
His balance between the sort
Capaldi's
of whimsy
great too.
Is what
Capaldi?
I have never seen a Capaldi one.
Capaldi's amazing.
The grouchy doctor.
Yeah, yeah. But that's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who was the first one in the reemergence?
Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah, I always forget his name. Eccleston was a pretty good grouchy doctor.
He was... I don't think he was grouchy. I think he seems like a grouchy person, but he was actually like very animated and excited.
I guess
about
it was things. He got to.
He would get he stern
some,
though.
He had some very stern moments.
Yeah, he did. Where he
I
was
think
like
he was. I guess
he didn't
maybe
take crap.
Because, maybe it's because I never saw Capaldi, but in the bunch of it that I had watched, I knew Eccleston as the grouchy doctor, and it wasn't. It was just that like he that was based on that. I mean, it was still part of the same series, but he'd
right.
been gone for a long time and kind of gotten lonely and. Was did, really dwelling on the bad things that
right.
had happened.
Did you get to the Matt Smith stuff that took place in Utah?
Probably not. I don't think I got super far into it. Because what I was saying is Tennant was a really good balance between the whimsy and the sort of slight edge, like darkness to mm-hmm. it. But he didn't get into it a bunch. Matt Smith was pretty solid, silly from jump. And he might have balanced that more later. But the early stuff I saw was silly. And it was a little bit of a hard drop from Tennant. Because I think I was watching it during the Tennant run and didn't hate him, just didn't.
Okay.
I lost interest.
There's a story arc. I don't remember what season it was with Matt Smith. I think it was the second season he was in where it has the silence in it. It's an alien race where while you're looking at them,
oh, the,
you
the
notice
statues?
Them. No, not the Weeping Angels. This is different. While you're looking at them, you see them. But as soon as you look away, you forget that they exist. So they're basically everywhere.
A lot of look-based
things. And they're taking over the whole planet.
Oh, okay.
And as soon as you look away, you forget that anything happened.
Hey.
But it's got River Song. It's got Rory. It's got Karen Gillan. I can't remember what her character's name is. Amelia Pond. Pond. It's one of my favorite story arcs.
Doctor Who's another thing it would be nice to catch up on, but at this point it's been so long I'd have to start from the beginning, and it's another one of those, there's a lot of it.
It's actually not that bad. There's only like 7 or 8 seasons. That's not, and they're not 20 episode seasons either.
Quick question on the Weeping Angels. Would it work if you just did one eye at a time?
I know, that's what I always thought too. Just keep one eye open.
Yeah.
Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight.
Better than Magnum. No, I don't know. That's like a really good episode that seems like it has a pretty easy solution.
There are some good weeping at. They keep showing up, the weeping angels.
The popular ones end up showing up. Like, you know, Daleks ain't never going nowhere.
Oh, the Daleks are awesome.
Is that what those ones are too?
Yeah.
So that's what they're calling? I remember a little of it, I guess.
Cybermen. Yeah. Close. Cybermen.
I'm taking credit for that. But yeah, no. The last thing, do you remember Matt Smith's last high profile role?
He has been in the Victoria series. Is that what it is?
No.
Not Queen Victoria, but
I don't know how much Entertainment Weekly you keep an eye on, but there was a very, very outspoken cover.
The Crown. That's what it was called. No, sorry. The Crown. But he is in The Crown.
Okay.
With Queen Victoria. No. Nope. It's the current queen. What's her name? Elizabeth? Yeah. Yes.
No, there was an Entertainment Weekly cover with the title something to the effect of "Will Terminator Salvation Resurrect the
Franchise?" Oh yeah, I forgot.
And Matt Smith was featured prominently. In fact, Matt Smith was probably his pictures in Entertainment Weekly amounted to more than all of what he was in Terminator.
Yeah, he wasn't in there very much.
Terminator Salvation, is that what?
Yeah, I actually like Terminator.
No, it's not Salvation. It's Genesis.
Yeah, and I liked it a lot.
You like Genesis?
Yeah, I did.
I hate Genesis.
I loved it.
Oh, I hate that movie.
I thought it was great. I enjoyed it.
Oh.
We've established I like most things.
I guess
I did.
So.
I did like. I like Salvation too, though.
Salvation was the one with Batman?
Yeah. Yep, that's the one with Batman and what's his butt was in it? What's his blank face?
Blank face.
Boring face.
Boring face?
Boring face Mick Australian or something. Boring what's his face name?
Mick Australian.
Yeah.
Is Mickey Dundee in it?
No, he was in a Tall Blue People movie. What's that one?
Oh, yeah. That guy.
That guy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that guy.
Tail sex. Yeah. What was that?
Oh, yeah. That guy. I'm not even going to work on thinking of his name because he's
Sam Worthington. I got it.
He's that guy.
I think that was who was in it. Or was it the other one? The other boring one? There's another one kind of like Sam Worthington.
One who's in those late stage Die Hard movies?
No, that's a different boring guy. I can't remember what his name was. He's a Captain Boomerang in the...
Yes.
The Suicide Squad. I keep saying Suicide Squad.
I guess I should just look it up. Because, yes, he's more... Actually, Captain Boomerang is one of the better... for me, the better parts. You know what I liked about Captain Boomerang in that movie?
What?
They don't really reference it. He is constantly drinking energy drinks.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
The whole thing, he is swigging... And like, when they go to the bar and everyone's having their favorite drink, he's still just pounding energy drinks.
Who was Mad Max in Fury Road?
He's Venom guy.
Oh, no, that was Tom Hardy. Never mind.
Tom Hardy.
That's not who I confuse with Sam Worthington. There's another boring, like, just blank face, weird dude. Not weird. Just boring leading man guy. Besides Sam Worthington always get mixed up with Sam Worthington.
It's been a few bad years of... I mean, every era has sort of the guy who's not that great who's being thrust upon the public.
You look at him, he's like, yeah, he's kind of handsome, but there's really nothing behind the eyes. Like, you kind of feel like Channing Tatum is kind of like this guy too. Yeah. I always kind of felt like...
Channing Tatum, if I you think, left, has risen above that.
Yes, but there was a period 10 years ago where I always thought, if you turned your back, Channing Tatum might eat from a cat box.
You know, I've got it. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Jai Courtney.
I knew it was something that I couldn't remember.
You know, I did. I kind of.
That was wisdom.
I'm predisposed. I think I just. The concept of the Captain Boomerang character kind of gives me the giggles. So. But that, again, like I said, that. They don't really make reference to it, but he is just constantly...
I like that he always had the unicorn plush toy. That was his special thing in the movie. Yeah, that was funny to me. All right, so back to episode 9 from Matt Smith. Also, Dominic Monaghan.
Dominic, yeah.
You know, he was Charlie and Mary Orr Pippin. I can't remember which.
Yeah. Sure.
He'll be in there somewhere. Maybe he's an Ewok. I don't know. Bring back the Ewoks.
That guy is... Dominic Monaghan is perfectly adequate. I wouldn't say I've seen something with him in it that I'm like, wow, look at this. Look at this striking Dominic Monaghan performance. But I've never went and saw like, oh, Dominic Monaghan, no way. He's just always perfectly,
right.
Perfectly fine in whatever he's in.
I feel like he's going to be like a weird shop owner on some planet that takes him back to a secret room where they have lightsabers. That's his role. I just cast him.
He's going
to
work with all that old Butthole Eyes character.
She's back in this movie, yeah. That's Lupita. How do you say her last
name? I'm not going to be able to do that.
But she was in Black Panther, too.
Yeah.
She's a really good actress. It's almost a shame. I hope they find another spot for her in the Star Wars movies.
Her appearance
where she's playing herself.
Her appearance in Last Jedi sucked. Her weird like FaceTime conversation with
them. Yeah,
She was in some weird laser battle with a floating FaceTime
camera. Hey, I'm kind of busy right now. So, I mean, they're bringing back Maz Katana. Jabroni.
Is that the
name? Maz Jabroni? No, it's Katana or something like that. They're bringing her back, but it would be nice if they found a role for the actual actress because she's a really good actress.
Well, I mean,
she killed it in Black Panther. She's in 12 Years a Slave? Is that the one she was in?
Do you think?
I'm pretty sure.
Do you think Phasma's done for?
I don't know. I think Phasma's kind of like. A little bit like Boba Fett. Like, it looked really cool and they made a big deal out of it, and then it didn't. Phasma didn't really do anything.
I feel like there's a lot of potential there that it seemed like it was a good buy, but it just also still seems like I feel like. And also, I really like that actress.
Yeah, she's Game of Thrones, right?
Game of Thrones lady, yeah. Whose name I'm skating on right now.
Okay, there's one more casting that I found very interesting. I've never seen a single episode, no. I haven't seen anything on HBO because I don't have HBO. And you have to have HBO to watch it, basically.
Such is life.
I've never done HBO Now because I do everything else. I've got Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, all that stuff. WWE Network. Yep. I got all those things. I even had CBS for a while because I had to catch up on Supergirl to do a Comic-Con panel about it. But
what's your most watched WWE stuff? Like when you
I watch all the pay-per-views.
I feel like all I do is just keep watching WrestleMania 3 over and over again.
What's your favorite WrestleMania before we get
WrestleMania 3.
WrestleMania 3. Okay. I always liked WrestleMania 8.
We had a videotape. You know, and it's odd because we had a videotape of WrestleMania 3 that we watched a lot as kids. But even so, even with that nostalgia, I think it just still ended up being one of the really milestone, you know, Hogan slamming
right.
Andre.
No, for sure.
It had lots of the best matches of a lot of people.
Well, Savage versus Steamboat.
Yeah, versus Steamboat is...
That's probably one of my top two matches of all time.
Yeah.
There's Savage Steamboat, and then there's Bret Hart versus Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog, at SummerSlam 92. You're not talking about the
most important match yet.
What's that?
I'm going to wait and see if you get to the most important match.
I'm trying to think of what would round out my top three besides those. I mean, it's probably a more modern one.
No, I'm maybe just talking about the most important.
It would have to have AJ Styles in it, probably.
I want to see if you can get to the most important match of WrestleMania 3.
Is it the Little People match?
Yes.
Hillbilly Jam and King Kong Bundy versus Little Beaver and... It's like Shanghai Kid or something like that.
The deeper you get on those names, the
more I know Little Beaver was one. God, I can't remember all their names, though. But yeah, that was a terrible match, actually.
It's so a few things came. I mean, just that it's a really weird match.
Yeah,
altogether.
It was a popcorn match.
Bob Uecker's calling it at that point, and there is a phrase that my brother and I will still like use on each other to get a good laugh, and it's I think it was Little Beaver punched one of them in the gut. And Bob Uecker goes, oh, right in the boiler.
Right in the boiler. I know Bob Uecker in that WrestleMania keeps talking about the fabulous Moolah, that he's in love with
Moolah.
Yeah,
he does do that.
Like, dude, Bob Uecker, you'd be better off marrying Mr. Belvedere.
Also, especially, like, Moolah. Have you heard much of the history of Fabulous
Moolah? Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, ooh, she exploited. Boy. She exploited and pimped out female wrestlers to the point that there's a reason that you didn't know any female wrestlers back then.
Well, and they, I guess it was maybe this year, there was talk that they were going to induct her into that WWE Hall of Fame for whatever prestige.
Oh, she's already in the Hall of Fame. Here's what it was.
I thought they were going to induct her, and people were like, no, we cannot induct this person.
The deal was they were going to have the first ever female battle royal at WrestleMania. And it was going to be called the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal. Because they have a tournament, and it's going to take place in a month or so, called the Mae Young Tournament, which she was, if you remember the Attitude Era, it was always Mae Young and Moolah. See, the
Attitude Era is where I kind of checked out, and I have some passing knowledge of it now, but I wasn't watching.
Well, Mae Young is the one that actually gave birth to Mark Henry's hand.
What,
baby?
What is the story? Do you know the story behind that?
I have no idea.
I've wanted to see. I think they have a Bruce Prichard episode.
They were a boyfriend, girlfriend, and she said she was pregnant, and then she gave birth to a hand. She gave
birth to like a costume hand.
It was probably really... Al Snow's head's hand. I don't know.
I need to find the story. I really want to know the story behind that because
it's when he was going by sexual chocolate.
That can't have been the plan. That had to be like a last minute. Like we haven't figured this out. We have to do something. Like we've got this dismembered hand. I guess she can because it's so painful to watch.
Yeah, there's some stuff in the Attitude Era that is not rewatchable.
Did you ever remember the Gobbledygookler?
Yeah.
That was another. I think that was maybe that may have been the day my wrestling heart broke. Was the egg in front? I mean, I guess I was young enough. It just never occurred to me that it could be something that bad. And the Gobbledygookler came out, and I'm like, "This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen."
It was, and it went on forever. I can't watch
wrestling anymore.
It went on forever. It was very disappointing.
That must have been the day my wrestling heart died because I only remember seeing it that once. I must have just like
that was at Survivor Series.
I'm done.
90. Maybe.
Yeah, it surprises me how early I kind of bounced off of wrestling.
I'll tell you, my third favorite match would probably be AJ Styles versus John Cena at SummerSlam. Maybe it was Royal Rumble. I can't remember, but it was AJ Styles versus John Cena. Awesome match. But also Royal Rumble 92.
Yeah.
The one where Ric Flair goes, he entered the match at number 3. And won the WWF World Heavyweight Championship. Went over an hour. He was the real world champion. Woo! That's a great match. It's got everybody. It's kind of got like the old early 80s people and then like the newer generation, like the Bret Harts and the Davey Boys.
Yeah.
So it's got like, you know, Roddy Piper, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan. But then it's got some of the younger ones like Shawn Michaels, I think. Maybe Shawn Michaels isn't in that
one. It's weird to think of Shawn Michaels as one of the young ones.
Well, yeah. I mean, now he's...
I mean, he would have had to have been around 50 at some point. But even when I was watching, he seemed like a pretty established guy.
I bet he can still go. I know AJ Styles was trying to get him to come out of retirement and have one match with him, but he doesn't want to do it.
I don't think I'm so much of a match. I don't remember matches. I just remember... I'm like a promo guy.
You like the spectacle?
I like the spectacle. I mean, like I said, I'm extolling the virtue of Bob Uecker calling matches.
Right in the boiler.
Watching James Brown singing the anthem and stuff like that.
James Brown?
Wasn't it James Brown or was it Ray Charles?
At WrestleMania 3, I believe it was Aretha Franklin singing America the Beautiful. Maybe it was Ray Charles.
Did Ray Charles? I swear to God,
Ray Charles did it at one of them, but I don't know if it was WrestleMania 3.
Are you sure that maybe they didn't do multiple? Because like,
I don't remember James Brown ever.
Was Ricky Schroeder also at WrestleMania 3?
No, I think that was WrestleMania 2.
Maybe I'm just running a few together.
That was the one with King Kong Bundy in the cage, I think.
My memory's bad on that one. But
I want to say it was Aretha at the Pontiac Silverdome in Detroit with 93,000 fans. It was like 93,049. If I'm right, I'm a genius. If I'm wrong,
the genius Lanny Poffo.
Yes.
No, I remember like moments, like I said, like Bob Uecker or the dumb little people match or, you know, like, and the little people match, it's not a good match. It's just like, this is so insanely dumb.
Right. It was just something
I remember
throw out crazy stuff.
You know, I remember like the warrior getting put in the coffin and trying to claw his way out.
Papa Shango.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the video of Bobby the Brain Heenan's call-in matches, and someone makes a reference to Hacksaw Jim Duggan being a college graduate?
No.
And Bob Heenan will not stop laughing. And you should YouTube.
I love Bobby Heenan.
Oh yeah, R.I.P. Bob Heenan.
I met him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he came for. I was buying tickets to Nitro, and when he was working for WCW, they would bring somebody to the arena for the day they went on sale, and then you'd get autographs with them. So he was the guy they brought out. One year it was Bobby Heenan. The next year it was Buff Bagwell, which was disappointing.
That seems so. So, like, was it just like you got to shake his hand real quick? What?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him for a second.
Was he kayfabing, or did he just kind of chat with you?
Oh, he seemed like he didn't want to be there.
Because it seemed that's the thing.
He was nice enough, but you could tell he was like,
I think,
I have to fly here for this?
I think real life, Bobby Heenan was kind of that guy.
Right.
He was a little short, a little snarky, a little,
right,
you know, bored with everything.
He was nice enough,
yeah,
but he wasn't any nicer than he had to be. You could tell he didn't want to be there.
That would have been a fun thing. Did you get a picture with him?
No, that was before we had like cell phones. You know what I mean?
That's real too bad.
I might have had a flip phone or something at the time.
That'd be one to put on the wall.
I had an autographed picture. I gave it to my son. I don't know whatever happened to it. It just said Bobby Heenan.
His Bruce Pritchard episode is really good.
Oh yeah,
really good. Real guy with deep history in the company.
Yeah, Bobby Heenan was funny, man. He was so funny. All right, let's get back to episode Sorry, 9. Casting.
I was really having fun talking about.
No, I love talking wrestling. So this is one that I found interesting. Billy Lords has been cast.
You'll have
in episode
to tell
9.
Me who,
that
I
is Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Oh, cool beans. Yeah, okay.
And she's playing, I don't know, Captain something or other. I don't know if it's good guy or bad guy.
Have I seen her in something before?
I don't know. I don't think she acts a ton.
Okay.
She actually looks quite a bit like Carrie Fisher.
That's fun. She looked better or worse than the Rogue One young Carrie Fisher?
Better.
Oh, good. Well, I'm on board.
You know how I always thought looked like Carrie Fisher was Isla Fisher. Australian actress. She's married to Sacha Baron Cohen. She's in Wedding Crashers.
I've seen that.
She's in Tag.
Oh yeah.
I mean, she's like our age, I think.
Really go. I'm sorry.
She looks really good for 40.
What do you got to say about Tag?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was fun. Jeremy Renner killed in it. He's 47. So is John Hamm. And both of them, like,
is he? John Hamm is a. He's. I think John Hamm might be a guy who will always look his age, but always look like a really good for his age.
Right.
Like
John, he always seems like a real dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because he got famous in his 40s.
Do you hear much of him on like shows or anything?
I mean, I've heard him on podcasts and stuff.
Yeah,
and
he's a really funny guy. He's a really down to earth guy. There is video. He was on. I think that was that dating that really crappy dating program called Studs.
Was he on Studs?
He was on Studs.
I remember Studs.
There's video of him out there on Studs and like. The two other contestants are all like really gross and slimy, and the women would ask him kind of leading questions like, yeah, he was John Hamm about it.
Right. He was hamming it up.
Yeah.
I figure he was on 30 Rock Studs. and he's on not the unsinkable, unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
He's really funny on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
He was funny on 30 Rock too. So if you're cool with Tina Fey, you're probably a pretty cool dude. Yeah. She doesn't mess around with
all the props uncool to the ham bone.
All right. Well, we also had, speaking of 30 Rock, Alec Baldwin was set to play Thomas Wayne. And then like a day later, he said, yeah, I'm not going to play that. There's like 25 other guys.
What was he going to play Thomas Wayne in?
In the Joker movie, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie.
Why? Like, why? Because they have to do the pearls falling again and they needed someone.
I don't know. But wouldn't it be cool if this new Joker movie is on like Earth 2 or if it's a Flashpoint scenario and Thomas Wayne is actually Batman and Bruce Wayne died?
Well,
why not do something?
I have to imagine.
I have to imagine that story's already out there somewhere.
Why not do something completely different? So no, it's very obvious that it's like a different universe.
Because
they're still going to bring back 30 Seconds to Mars in the DC universe.
I like
Jared Leto
worlds. I like what if stories. And I've advocated for, it would be nice if we could tell some of those. Like, we can't get a Superman movie right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Superman kind of what if out there called All-Star Superman. That's really good. And it's about Superman dying. And it is.
Oh, it's where he's kind of like basically got cancer, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sort of.
It's like Superman cancer.
It's basically Lex Luthor tricks him to going to the sun and it overcharges his cells and starts killing
him. Right.
And it's sort of about Superman spending a week doing everything to put Earth in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like the epitome of when it makes me sad when people talk about how lame Superman is, because it's just like, it can be so compelling under the right circumstances, and it's hard to do, but something like All-Star Superman, just, it really knocks it out of like that character. Sometimes, but it's not a canon story, and it's about Superman dying.
Sometimes I feel like people that like crap on Superman or Captain America, they're just trying to seem like they're cool because they like the edgier character. Oh, I like Batman.
I don't know. I would also say,
you're so interesting because you like Batman.
I would also say a lot of the more upfront stuff doesn't really do him a good. Like, I mean, stupid Age of Ultron, where one of the first things you see about him is like the guy who his whole backstory was that he was military is like language, everybody.
But that was funny. That was for humor.
Everyone, there always has to be the character.
It's because he's old-fashioned from the 40s.
You get the character where the cool guy, the Tony Stark or the Wolverine or the Batman can dunk on him because they're the Boy Scout. Punisher dunks on Daredevil because he's the Boy Scout.
I'm glad you brought up Punisher. We can close here in just a second. We're at an hour. Have you seen trailers for Peppermint?
No.
It's the new Jennifer Garner movie. It's essentially...
I saw Jennifer Garner in a commercial and her face looks so weird. It looked way too smooth.
Hmm. Well, it was probably just touched up.
It was.
I would imagine.
Touched way up.
I put that on whoever produced the commercial more than anything.
So, anyway, pardon me. Peppermint.
So she's basically playing female Punisher. I don't know what the backstory of the character is, but she's like at the fair with her family and her daughter and husband get shot up, and
so she's like that.
It's kind of Death Wish Punisher type of character, but it's her. I'm excited for it. Huh. I hope it's good.
But you should check it out. Speaking in that sort of film type, did you ever see the movie Atomic Blonde?
No, I never did see it.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
I liked it.
Oh, good.
I liked it.
I wanted to see it.
It was sort of slated as like female John Wick, and it is that a little bit, but it's. I liked it. I really like that movie. John Goodman's in it.
Charlize Theron is like 45 or 46.
Charlize Theron is real good.
Can I just say that there are women that were hot when we were in our mid-30s to early 30s that are now pushing 50, like Halle Berry?
Yeah.
Are they drinking the blood of virgins?
And, you know, who knows what they got out there?
Halle Berry, Salma Hayek, all that.
They're drinking the Tom
generation of attractive women. They're still really attractive. Like, they don't look like they're 50. It's kind of weird.
Women are beautiful, man.
I guess it's maybe the hormones and milk. I don't know.
Who's to say?
They don't drink milk.
Who's to say?
Not me.
Too much blood and pus in milk.
Not me. I was told I look like I'm 50, so.
I got told a little while ago that I hope they were joking, got told that I look like I'm in my 50s, and I died inside a little bit.
I had somebody tell me, actually, that because I posted a picture of me in high school, and they're like, wow, you look exactly the same. I'm like, yeah, but sad thing is, that just means I looked like I was 40 when I was in high school.
And the Reaper comes for us all. We just handle what we're dealt with.
Well, that sounds like a good way to wrap it up. I do want to cover one last thing, actually. I went to Zoomies with my daughter, and she was looking at Thrasher t-shirts, and I thought, oh, cool. I used to read Thrasher when I was a kid. I'm going to get a Thrasher shirt too. They did not have XXL t-shirts at a mall store. And they said, we're sorry. They're available online if you'd like to buy them. XXL. That's not exactly like triple or quattro XL.
You would maybe think that if it's a if you're dealing on Thrasher nostalgia, you should probably assume double XL.
Yeah, but that's not who wears Thrasher t-shirts. It's kids that have never read Thrasher. I read Thrasher when I was in junior high school, and we'd go to the back of the magazine where there were little ads, and people were selling bootleg Tony Hawk tapes.
Did you have any of those bootleg Tony
Yes.
Hawk tapes?
Really? We used to watch them, me and my friends, all the time. Ed and Mike, we'd go to Ed's basement, and we watched Tony Hawk videos, and I'd realized I am never going to even pull off an ollie. Which is the most basic trick. I think I did it like 3 times ever, and I almost died probably once.
I have a nephew who's 18, and he's trying to teach himself some skateboard stuff.
I was terrible at skateboarding. I'd always chicken off out before I'd go up the ramp. You know how you jump off the ramp? People jump off the ramp?
Yeah.
I would always chicken out, and I would just kind of turn around. But I loved skateboarding. I
played enough Tony Hawk games to get some of this terminology.
And I watched it, and I learned a lot about it 30 years ago. I've earned a double XL Thrasher t-shirt, and they don't sell them at Zoomies.
Well, I'm going to...
I'm calling Zoomies out.
I'm going to finish off with a little section I like to call t-shirt trubs.
Let's do it.
That's and maybe you'll end up... So you're wearing a very nice Pitfall t-shirt. Is anybody say anything to you about that?
Actually, yeah, I stopped at Maverick this morning, and a guy's like, hey, that's a cool shirt. Is that like the early Nintendos? I was like, nah, dude, this is Atari. This is way before that.
So getting older, like I've been trying to let go of nerd shirts. I'm too old for that now, or at least I think I am, maybe. I get a lot of shirts when I go to concerts, and
I just want to point out he's wearing a Fortnite shirt right now.
Listen, Magnum. You're not helping me here. Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted, I buy shirts at concerts a lot. And, you know, I feel weird in grown-up clothes, I'm not very well grown up. I get confronted about shirts. Do you ever get that? I went to a little get-together over the weekend, and I was wearing a Japanese breakfast shirt. And... I would talk to people, and I guess I've had this happen. Maybe I just need to get rid of that shirt, because it happens like when I'm at the grocery store. And I'll start noticing the eyes moving down at my shirt. And, I mean, I'm wearing the shirt, so, you know, that's fine.
Now you know how it feels.
And either they will go like, it says Japanese breakfast. It's just a band shirt. It doesn't mean anything. They'll start looking at the bottom like, yeah, it's Everyone Wants to Love You. It's kind of the name of their hit single. And then they'll start looking at the image on it, and I'm like, It's just a band shirt. It's not, I don't know either. It's not supposed to be like, oh, but what is that lady? Like, I don't know. Iron Maiden shirts have existed forever. Do you ever ask anyone about what's going on with the Eddie guy? You know, I don't know. Is it just that I think you kind of get older and you're not supposed to wear print t-shirts anymore?
I don't agree with that necessarily. Everybody's got print t-shirts nowadays.
I get that. And then even once I've explained what a shirt is, or, you know, occasionally when I do still wear the nerdy shirts or anything like that, even once I've explained it, they just still seem like they're like, I didn't satisfy them. They seem disappointed in me that I couldn't make the secret of the shirt come through to them.
I have a t-shirt, and it's got a picture of Darth Vader on it, but it says in, like, you know, the white puffy letters from the 80s.
Yes.
It says Vader was framed. And I love wearing it, like, to Disneyland. Like, Disney characters will, like, stop me and point at it. Like, the human ones and the like, mascot head ones alike will stop me and, like, point and do, like, a laughing face or something like that. Or say, that shirt's awesome. People love that shirt. But one time I was at Disneyland, and a guy walked up to me, and he was dead serious. He goes, what's that shirt supposed to mean? I was like, it means Vader was framed. You couldn't see his face. You don't know who was under the helmet. And he's like, I don't think that's funny.
Did he really?
Yeah. And he walked away. And it made me, one day I was online, and because that guy's reaction, like, I don't know if I liked it or it just bothered me. One of the two. It was somewhere in between. I found a shirt that has a picture of the Death Star blowing up, and it says, never forget. So now I have that shirt.
Yeah, go for that one. Go
Go with that one. That's a great idea.
You know, I have a picture with Christopher Titus, and I'm wearing that shirt.
That's a good one. That is some t-shirt tribes. Now, go to Disneyland. Try this tack. When the characters come up to you and point and laugh, just flip them off and see how that goes.
Kids love it.
See how they handle it.
Next time I go to Disneyland, I will do that.
All right. Wait.
That is my promise to you. I think it's time to wrap this one up, guys.
No. 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 Don't do it.
Don't do it?
Don't do it.
Okay.
This is Late to the Party with Travis Tate. I'm Jake. Don't do it.
Listen. Keep listening. Thank you for listening. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Write a review. Tell your friends.
Don't do it, Travis.
I'm Travis Tate. Late, then never.